Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
We're not going to church today.
Hey, everybody.
That was the most professional thing I've ever seen you do.
Welcome back to Sick Invite Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Aaron.
I'm also one of your hosts, Brian.
And Scott.
No. Scott's a host, too.
And we are here on Cinco de Mayo doing the show on a Saturday. We got all our friends and family downstairs. So, and the last 30 minutes of this episode, we have a special guest. When we're not going to tell you who it is.
Yeah.
So...
special guest.
Wonder who it could be.
But
only person that listens to this show.
Yeah. So let me finish this text and then we can start the show.
Wow. Is it important? Are you saving somebody's life right now?
Nah, I'm arguing with somebody online.
Jesus Christ.
So anyways, how are you guys? What's going on? It's been a week. I've got some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I know you
do. Cinco de Mayo.
Well, the show's finally rolling now.
Yeah.
We just spent the last 15 fucking minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's been
I was about ready to throw the computer through the fucking window.
Angry Scott. So awesome.
Scott, like, boils rage inside, and I'm like, but he hides it so well, I don't know.
Turn me up. Don't let me derail you.
Okay. But, like, I just don't know if Scott's going to blow up.
Yeah, I know. It was a lot of fun seeing him. I don't feel like I'm up, but... please bear with us. We might be having technical difficulties. We don't know. We all just got new mics, so trying to make, you know.
You're up.
Talk
into the fucking mic and you're good.
We're investing back into the show. It just doesn't sound, like when we had the old mics, I sounded a lot louder, and I'm just worried because I really hate putting I always air check myself and listen back to how I kind of sound, and I hate putting my car radio up to like 24 to listen to this.
So, well, hopefully these will fix it.
Hopefully, but we'll don't know because I sound... very,
or could you have to push it
right
to
now.
32? You got to pump that shit to 11.
Yeah. So anyways. All right, guys. It's been a week. We don't have any emails. We did bring a beer. Brian brought the beer this week. What do you got for us, Brian?
So I brought the Diesel Punk Stout.
Yeah.
Very simple name.
I haven't even opened it yet.
They aren't like, oh, it's a pumpkin stout with hints, essences of grapes. No, this is a...
grapes and wraths.
Straight-up stout. 5.8 ABV. Where is this brewed? It looks like it was brewed in Rochester, New York. Not Arizona, because...
we did not bring a local beer today.
No, honestly, I think we've run
Yeah,
out
I sound
beers.
Louder now, but
because
you said
talking,
I didn't...
now you're talking into the mic.
Yeah, you told me I didn't have to do that. You said I could, like, go downstairs and talk,
okay,
and
so,
the mic would pick me up.
So let's go tech for on everybody here.
Yeah, tech.
The microphone, you have to speak into a certain part of that microphone. Because it is a different mic now, so you can't talk into the side of it, because if you talk into the side of it, see how you lose a little bit?
But I like talking into the side of the mic. You said with these mics I could talk into the side.
You can,
of
and it will pick it
anywhere.
Up. It's not gonna kill it like the other mics did.
Oh, okay.
But
anyway. Yeah, Diesel Punk Stout. That's the beer that we got this week. I know, like, how we're, like... working through the show. As
I
we're
don't
doing
care.
It.
Who cares?
No one
we'll
cares.
Be fine.
No one
man.
Listens.
Shut the fuck up.
You know you're right. You know what? You know I'm right.
Hey, no, we're what are wrong. We? 33, 34 fucking episodes in, and we're still fucking working through it.
Yeah, man. Who cares?
Who cares?
This is a startup. One day we'll be millionaire. We'll be doing Squarespace commercials and Audible commercials.
No. SquarePants. Is that what you're gonna say?
Space.
We'll just be dead. All that'll happen.
So, yeah. I'm out of steam.
Cricket.
Well, I thought you had some topics.
I do, but I didn't know how you wanted to do it. Or...
let's just get into it, because we've
right,
got nothing else
so,
going on.
There's two things I want to talk about today. First and foremost is Chicago. Is a let, or not letting.
A letdown?
Well, they are.
Well.
They are discussing, or I guess they are going to work into their curriculum, like LBGTWF. L
Q Y Z
9 45er
6 9er
yeah
did
so
I
they're
hear,
gonna
did
start
I hear a niner in there
they're gonna start teaching like gay classes, and I just was wondering what you guys thought of that.
You're talking about the history of it,
I guess, but what history of it?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Don't we have more important things to focus on in school? Like actually bringing our fucking standardized test scores up?
I would think
that's
so.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, I would think so, but
focusing on the future for kids who are going to be computer programmers.
I don't know. It's weird.
Priorities, man. We got to teach our kids to fucking dress and drag.
No, I don't think it's teaching them that. It's like teaching the history. I'm like, what history? Yeah, there's been stuff, but like people persecuted all day, every day, everywhere. But we don't need to teach about every single little thing. We have enough. There's history class. We taught. I do think that teaching about black people being enslaved was a big thing because they were slaves. That's a big thing. That's something you don't want to forget about in history. But like, for gay people, they're like,
well, hopefully the history books are updated.
And none of us are against gay people. It's just one of those things where I'm like,
Well, okay.
Scott and I aren't against gay people.
Well,
my thing is, dude, do whatever you want. I don't care what you do here on the outside. I don't care what you do in your own home.
Just don't go trash sucking my dick.
No, I don't believe that stuff needs to be taught in school.
No, I don't think the history needs to be taught.
I don't think sex ed needs to be taught in school. Oh. I think that's for parents to teach.
Oh, I do think, yeah.
Honestly, I don't think any of that shit needs to be discussed in school.
You better update those textbooks, Scott.
I better.
I got into an argument online yesterday about updating textbooks. But no, I agree with you. I learned about all those issues when outside of school. Like, I wasn't, you know, I knew kids were gay in school and stuff like that, and that was fine, but it didn't affect me in any way. It'd be like, hey, let's learn about what it's like to be straight in school. I just feel like there's a place in time for everything. I do believe sex education is important because you can teach sex education and say, hey, this is the way it should be. Not should be, but this is the way it works.
But
like
sex, okay,
the
so
PP
sex
goes in the vajayjay or in the butthole, and it only in the vajayjay does it create a baby.
Sex education has a legitimate outcome, though. What's the outcome for teaching that history?
No, I agree with you. I don't know. I don't understand. It's funny because all the articles I read, all the comments are like, I'm leaving Chicago. Like,
which you probably should have done fucking years
yeah,
ago.
Chicago
anyways.
Sucks. Yeah. And like, that shouldn't be the reason you leave, but it's also just like, and like, it's not that big of a deal, but it's just one of those things where it's annoying because I feel like people are just doing it to appease people.
Yeah. They're like, put Christianity back in the schools. I'm like, calm down. Like, I don't want either thing in fucking.
No, let's focus on computer programming so we can make all the robots that are going to kill us one day. Like, that's all we need to do.
Right. Start teaching kids coding, not LGBT stuff.
Q stuff. But I just feel like it just sounds.
Teach them how to pay their fucking bills.
Right.
Yeah, that should be.
Or write a check.
Why don't they have a finance class? Did you ever have a finance class?
No, dude. Nope. That's why I'm terrible with money right now.
Exactly. They should have, like, things that are actually real life issues, not teaching about the history of something that affects 1% of the population.
Aaron's like, eat for a week or buy the Infinity Gauntlet.
No,
who's getting the Infinity Gauntlet?
Yeah, this guy.
No, because I'm more
I can eat my sorrows.
I'm more like, wait a minute, this credit card has $9 on it, but if I authorize it for $1, I can get as much gas as I want.
Oh my! Well, I've been there before. I think everybody's done that.
Yeah, so it's just funny, but I agree. I'm glad we're kind of all on the same page. Would have been nice if you would have argued with us, Brian. I figured you were like, no, teach all the gay things.
No, and like, you know me. Like, I'm pretty, like liberal on most things. Yeah. But this is just one of those things where I feel like there's higher priorities at
yes.
this point in our society.
I want my kids to learn how to be people. I don't know. I feel like you can learn more outside the classroom than you can inside the classroom.
Just be a good person.
That when it comes to teaching and education and all that stuff, you just learn the basics, like math and you know, how to tie your shoes.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. I feel like when it comes to history or any of that other shit, that's stuff you can all learn by yourself. You don't need somebody going
like in the Google era, yeah. We can learn about all that shit.
It's funny because I actually went, when I was in high school, I moved to Utah for a year, and they taught as history Mormon history, not
shocker.
Not regular history. They were like, here's how history worked. You know, like, this happened. I'm like, wait a minute, what? And they're like, this is all Mormon history. I was like, this isn't fucking sane. So, you know, I find all that stuff fascinating. But
I think it just depends on where you are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's fine. If you want to do that, Chicago, do it. guess what? You'll have really dumber kids probably because you're not teaching the things that will actually affect them in their daily
Can
life.
Can you change a tire? Out. No, but I know who the first gay man to kiss another gay man was.
How about that? Does that get me a job? No.
No, no, not at all. No.
We actually were looking for a computer programmer, right. So you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, like that doesn't mean anything.
Did you learn about you're hired.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you learn about finances? No, but I learned about this one guy who had AIDS. And that's it. I don't know. It's just it, like I said, it's just frustrating.
It's funny.
Like
Brian just made a joke that all gay people have AIDS. Good job, Brian.
No, yes. That wasn't the case.
Yes, that is the perfect thing for you to play.
AIDS is linked to
homosexuality.
Yeah. You know it's also do you also I do believe that AIDS was created by the government to kill gay people.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying.
But there's tons of gay people. That's a weird thing to believe.
Why?
AIDS was created by the government to kill gay people. Mm-hmm. But more straight people have gotten AIDS. And
where do you have that number? Where do you have that metric where you're like, more straight people have had it?
I don't know. The entire country of Africa has it. So.
Yeah, they're doing all sorts of things.
But, you know, the U.S. government, I'm sure they're.
I don't know, dude. I like conspiracies.
That's ridiculous, dude.
It's fun to believe in things that probably aren't true.
It's fun to believe that the U.S. government created AIDS in order to kill gay people.
So, yeah. It's like a fucking outbreak.
Right, but yet another country, an African country, has it more than America. Also, AIDS is no longer a death sentence.
Well.
So, no, it's not at all. There's pills you can take now.
Okay.
Major point.
Do you know anything about AIDS?
Imagine, like,
no, I'm not like you.
Queen
I don't have
still
AIDS
be together,
like you.
For Christ's sake.
What's that?
I said Queen might still be together.
Or Judas Priest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Judas Priest is together.
Yeah, but the lead singer died of
AIDS. Didn't?
Yeah, he did of AIDS.
Rob Halford?
I thought he did.
No, dude.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty fucking sure.
I'm sure you're wrong.
I'm pretty sure he's
God,
still alive.
God, you two are old.
Are you going to look it up?
I'm Googling it right now, dude.
Judas Priest lead singer died. Oh, well, I mean, I can't just sit here and watch you type into things. Vocal range. Dead from AIDS. Right there.
Where?
Dead AIDS.
Yeah. No, he's lying.
I'm lying.
Currently active.
He's currently active in Judas Priest, but he's dead.
He is?
No, dude, no, that's what you would say.
That's not the lead singer.
I said it, so it's right!
No. That's not right.
He's alive, dude.
Yeah, dude, he's alive.
He's 66
it
years
right
old.
There.
He's not in Judas Priest anymore. I thought the.
Yes, he is.
Have you ever seen the movie Rockstar?
Yes. It's one of my favorite fucking movies.
Is that with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
That movie fucking blows dicks.
Yeah, I fucking love it.
But he like.
Stand up and shout!
Yeah, remember that movie was supposed to be like loosely based on Judas Priest.
Loosely based on the guy who replaced Rob Halford the first time.
Okay.
When Rob Halford left the band the first time, they got a lead singer from like fans submitting like tapes and shit of them.
You can snore all you want, dude.
Brian's like, you're talking about music.
Oh, can we talk more about how the government created AIDS?
Like, yeah.
That's fucking Let's ridiculous. Do it. That's ridiculous, dude. Like, I think of you a little less now. Like, that's ridiculous.
That's fine.
I can't wait to go tell everybody downstairs.
That's fine.
The government's just, they're in their room fucking rubbing their hands together. They're like, kill everybody.
No, just the gays.
Just the gays.
But somehow it's going to make its way to Africa.
You see this? You
yeah,
see
there's
this
a thing called planes, douche.
You see this vial right here? We're dropping them out of the planes, and it's only going to infect the gays.
Also, so you're telling me that that AIDS was originally came from America?
I believe it originally came from America. Somebody went on a plane, fucked somebody from Africa. They don't believe in condoms. They don't have condoms there. They don't have any sort of contraception. So
jungle
it's
fever caused fucking
like
AIDS.
Wildfire.
Holy shit. Can you believe this guy?
Holy shit.
This is fucking crazy. Like, now I kind of just want to talk about Brian's weird conspiracy theories. Because the fact that you believe that literally kind of makes me worry about you. Like, are you autistic? Like, come on. AIDS was
You're
not...
gonna use that old autistic bit that you told me not to use anymore?
Dude, I'm just saying, like, AIDS wasn't even created in America. Stop.
Where was it created?
It
was not created
in
Africa.
A third world country.
How do you know? How do you know it was created
because
in Africa?
I've
Where did it
read a book?
Scott, Google it. Where did AIDS originate?
Yeah.
Give
Scott.
Me details.
Yes. I want details, not Aaron making up shit in
no,
his
making
tiny
up shit.
Brain.
I love history, but I just make shit up.
No, you don't know history.
Oh,
where did,
I
where
don't?
Did AIDS
what
originate?
Do you think I do? What do you think I do all
where
the time?
Where did AIDS come from?
I can't
from?
Tell you
Reddit.
What I do all the time because you get mad if I say it.
Educate yourself.
No, don't click on that first link.
No,
that's
an
that's
ad.
A, that's
oh,
an
you're
ad.
So you're... old, Scott.
Right here,
Come
dude.
On. No, you got to Wikipedia it.
This is identified in the 1980s.
Okay.
Now is a wealth of evidence how and where HIV first came. Let's see.
Did HIV come from monkeys?
Did HIV Which come was from monkeys?
Found a strain in a chimpanzee that was almost identical to the HIV in humans. Where did it come from, though?
Wikipedia that shit, bitch.
Dude, we got to find this out. I want you to believe me.
Where did HIV come believe
from? I'm not going to believe you. From need the AIDS to chill Institute? Out on the fucking conspiracy theory
Just
podcast.
Say yes.
Dude.
How the AIDS epidemic really began.
Yeah.
From the New York Post, a former newspaper.
Yes. The leftist of all leftist papers.
From
I'm
a
sure
former
the,
newspaper.
The Republicans gave it to everyone.
Donald Trump created AIDS. Oh, there's a picture of a chimp.
Yeah, it's Brian. Brian's fucking small ass brain.
Shut up. I'm okay. I know you believe the government can't do anything wrong, but I'm just saying.
Wait, go back up. It said something. Go back up. It said something. Not Africa. Go up, dude.
It's
up, down, right there. How AIDS emerged from African rainforest? Weird.
Wait, where?
In a new book.
We are so boring.
This is very boring. I don't know why we had to go into this.
Because you're wrong?
That's fine. It's a conspiracy theory.
Oh, my God. There's where AIDS came from.
All right.
The Congo. That's weird.
First
That's
HIV
so weird
case.
In Africa.
All right. Guess what? You believe whatever you want.
Oh, my God.
I'll
goodness.
Believe whatever I want.
This is facts and evidence.
This is a one article on the internet. The fact that you think that you see one article on the internet and you're like, oh, yep, that's right.
Oh,
that's
shit,
right.
Dude. All right. All right. So anyways.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll revisit this topic later when we actually have the information.
I can't wait. All right. So just if everyone's keeping track at home, Brian believes that AIDS was created by the U.S. government in order to kill gay people, although we have an article that says it was created by monkeys.
An article.
In Africa.
One article.
Multiple articles, but it's okay.
There was no multiple. Did we just read one article? You're very stupid. Like,
I'm very stupid.
One article.
Are you kidding me? Did you hear yourself? I'm stupid.
You just said multiple articles. Oh, that was one my. Article. You don't
Dude,
know the
there
difference
were more than one.
One
article. There
where?
Was more than one
article. Did it say
in
where
the
it originated?
Google.
You fucking.
Google, sir.
Jesus.
What does that even mean?
It's half a beer and he can't even hold his lips straight.
You shut your whore mouth.
All right, let's move on to something else.
Okay, so also thing that happened this week, guys, is they caught, and this is actually very interesting to me, because I heard about it at work. Some old fuddy-duddy was telling me about it. The original Night Stalker. The fucking dude. Okay.
The Golden State Killer.
Yeah. Did you know about this, Brian? Or Scott?
Nope.
Okay, so it's this guy.
Apparently it hasn't been on the news. It wasn't fucking newsworthy enough.
I feel
yes,
like it's
it
been
was. It's been on the news all over the
really?
Place.
Really? I haven't seen anything on it.
I don't know. I don't watch the news, but like it's been on Twitter a lot.
I'm not Twitter.
So like when did it start, Aaron? Was it like,
that's what I'm looking up. That's why I went like this.
I think it started in the 70s. But it started in the 70s, and it was something like 40 murders. Maybe not 40, but okay, Aaron's looking up this actual stats. But it was a lot of murders, a lot of rapes that happened across a span of like 15 to 20 years or something like that. And they never found the guy. They never caught the person who was in it.
Right. So he had 12 plus murders, 50 plus rapes, 120 burglaries. So he was active from 1974 to 1986. This motherfucker, dude, let me tell you, Scott, I'm so interested in this. Like, all I want to do is go read all the books and fucking just read everything about this because this old fuddy-duddy at work was telling me about it. So do you know who Patton Oswalt's wife was? I can't remember her name.
Michelle McNamara.
Okay. She wrote a book about this guy, and everyone's like, oh, it's because of her book that they caught him, but it wasn't. So check this out. This guy, he was like a fucking – like he would go to play – okay. So he was an ex-cop, and he got fired because he was stealing dog repellent and a hammer. And he would call.
Shitty way to get fired.
Dude, he would call.
Also, like, little suspect, maybe.
Yeah, I know. He would call, like, the police department and be like, I'm going to fuck tonight. Like, dude, crazy. And then he would go rape and kill people. This motherfucking dude would take one person into another room and he'd put plates on their, like, stomach or whatever. He'd tie them up, he'd put plates, and he's like, I'm going to go rape your wife. And if you fucking move, if I hear these plates move, I'll kill you. Like, that's how fucking creepy this was.
That's messed up.
Yeah. And even check this out. There's this other part I heard. This part's fucking crazy. So he was only raping and killing women, right? There was a town hall meeting about this motherfucker in Golden State area. And this guy was like, he's like us, you know? He's like, if a man was there, this guy would be way too pussy to do this shit. So the next night, this motherfucking stalker dude
raped that guy.
No, he killed that guy and his wife after raping his wife. And
so he was just like, yeah, fucking bring it on.
Joke's
like, on you.
Like, I'll show you.
Yeah, dude. And he would like, so he would watch the news and kind of like fuck with people based on what the news was saying. It was just fucking crazy. But he's 72 years old and he got caught. And the way he got caught is like one of his great ancestors or some one of his, like his great great grandmother or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who it was. She signed up for like
Ancestry DNA, like me23 or whatever, like the thing is where it tells what your DNA is.
Yeah, and it fucking matched up with like DNA that was at the scene, and they kind of just waited around until like he threw something away, and then they went and grabbed it and they matched it up. And they're like, bingo, and then they went and like got this guy.
What a crazy way to do it,
dude!
Like, and that's the thing. Like the book, what the fuck is the book called? Be Gone in the Dark. That's the Michelle McNamara book. Like, I think it brought a lot of attention to it. I don't think it helped. I mean, I think it maybe helped solve them a little bit, but I don't think it was like, everybody's like, it's the reason he's been caught. I'm like, I don't think that's the case. It's DNA.
It's not. Yeah.
But
it's the reason he's been caught.
So the fact that he got caught after all that time, it's fucking crazy.
What did she die of?
I believe it was a mixture of pills.
Being fucking married to Patton Oswalt, probably.
I don't know.
He's insufferable.
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 I love Patton Oswalt. His comedy is great.
Nah, he sucks.
I know, because everybody's like rightest first left.
Dude, I don't even care as long as you're funny, but the way he fucking presents himself on Twitter is fucking terrible.
It's because he disagrees with Aaron.
No, not at all. I love Jason Alexander. He hates Trump. He's a huge lefty.
Wait, so are you back on the Trump wagon now?
I
thought you got, you said on the show you got off of it a while ago.
I am kind of like how I am with Obama. I'm just kind of letting things be as they are.
Well, I mean,
I still think Trump is funny.
Everybody does.
He's still a good meme, but I'm not like an advocate for Trump. Hold on a sec. I know you're about to talk. I'm sorry. Hold on a sec. You're taking this in a weird ass way. Being right wing doesn't mean that you're fucking a huge Trump fan. I'm always going to be right wing, regardless who the president is.
I don't know if it's right wing. It's
conservative.
Yeah,
like,
those
are my beliefs.
This is where
I
the topics get like completely fucking flipped, because everybody says, "Oh, well, if you're a right wing."
Scott's just so used to saying white.
I know. I was just like, totally fucking
white power, white power.
But if they automatically, if you say you're conservative, they associate you with the right wing, and they say you're a fucking Nazi. And it's not that. It's like there's a lot of people who are very fucking independent, right down the middle, mm-hmm. which I don't know. I think both Aaron and I are very kind of, I would say we're more right of center.
Yeah.
But
I'm
right. We're not right wing. I think we believe in traditional conservative values.
Yes.
We believe in you work for what you
absolutely
earn, you work it, you get what you get. You don't fucking take handouts.
Yeah.
And that's where it separates you from a lot of fucking people on who consider themselves left wing or consider themselves very like non-conservative.
But that's why I can get along with like Evie or, like I was just saying, I like Jason Alexander. I understand gripes from the left, but that doesn't make me hate you. What makes me hate you is when you're like, I'm a gender orient, whatever.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Gender binary. You want guns? Then you're a Nazi and you should be killed. And it's like, that's where I draw the line.
I'm sorry, ma'am. No, today I identify as male.
Yeah, so Patton Oswalt is like that on Twitter. Like he,
I've
is
never
like
seen
that.
Anything like to that extent, though.
I have. When it was Hillary versus Trump, he was like, she had the flu or something, and she got like, she made a bunch of dumb comments.
Oh, she's a lizard person.
Yeah, and he was like, he was defending her hardcore. Oh, check her out. She's sick, and she's still up there slamming this and that.
Oh,
and,
no, dude.
Oh, she's so strong, and it's like,
she forgot to take her lizard pills, and she.
You have to be able to criticize, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's my deal. I can criticize Trump and still support his presidency, which I do, and I already told you that, but I'm saying, like, my problem is being so diehard focused, laser focused on your side, the left or the right or whatever, that you can't see the gray at all. Like, you're like, nope, it has to be this way.
And there's plenty of people out there that they will not veer from their fucking side.
If they, I don't if like they those hate them, like, they're annoying.
If they fucking hate them, they fucking hate them.
Right.
And there is no fucking in between. I have always been, regardless of the president, whether it was fucking Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, everybody, I will fucking praise them when they do good things, and I will condemn them when they do fucking stupid things.
Yeah, and that's all I'm saying. I have friends on Facebook who are diehard Trump, like, he can do no wrong. And I was that way for a while because I honestly didn't think he did anything wrong. I've already condemned him for the things that he wants to do. I'm not going to just be like, oh, never going to fucking ever think about you again. So that's all. I just wanted to kind of...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
I mean, that's an interesting take. I like
what
that.
Do you mean interesting take? It's the right way to be. You can be on whatever side, but don't be such a fucking prick that you can't have a conversation with somebody.
No, I'm saying it's interesting because people don't say that, and I think that's the truth.
Well, it's the truth.
Too many people are unwilling to come off their fucking their side and their political pedestal to have a conversation. And that's an unfortunate fucking...
When we had a friend yesterday, it was like, I'll be wearing red in November. I'm like, cool, that's for Republicans. And she's like, no, that's not what I mean. I'm like, you said it, not me. But I like that we were trying to talk about that serial killer and we got into politics. So anyways, let's just do the movie, man. Yep, that's the wrong one.
Well, you fucking throw these at me like know, out of I'm just, fucking
Scott
left
Scott does
field.
Not have spider sense.
We got to keep going. After the movie segment... I'm telling you, you gotta turn that shit up. That's gonna sound so low.
Dude, I can fix things.
All right, I'm just saying.
Scott's the fixer.
After
this summer.
After Classic Movie Rewind, we will have our very
We do this shit on fucking
guest.
Shoebox budget, man.
I understand, but I'm just saying we can turn up the fucking volume. So anyways.
Pump it up.
Oh, that was a weird noise.
That was gross.
Please capture that.
Yeah.
That was a weird noise.
And we play at the end of the show like it's nothing that's ever been done before.
No, but... After the Classic Movie Rewind and we reveal our next movie, we will have our special guest on to sit in with us for Snack of the Week.
Is it somebody we just spoke about?
No.
El Presidente.
Trump?
Yeah,
Trump's coming in for Snack of the Week.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Wouldn't that be fucking awesome?
I'm going to ask him. This is the most amazing snack I have ever had. It's
you know
the
what?
Greatest snack.
Nobody ever asked me if they want to go on their podcast, and I was like, you, sir... are very into it.
I'm going to ask. I'm going to just
now that I'm on
badgering.
Your podcast is going to be huge.
Huge.
Everybody will listen to it. It will be the greatest podcast ever.
You can come to my golf club.
What if
Let's
I got
go.
Him? What if I got him on here?
It would be fucking great. We'd actually have listeners.
We'd have a bajillion. How many? Not only would we have listeners, they'd listen to all our old episodes, pick everything apart that we hate,
oh, yeah.
and then just destroy us for the next
And then they just dox the shit out of us. Yeah. They find out where we fucking worked and...
All right.
That was my plan all along.
Anyways, we all watch. Well, actually, go ahead, Scott. This is your pick.
The pick of this week, starring Clint Eastwood, was Dirty Harry. Gets a 95% from the critics and a 90% on the audience score.
Yes. And who's it directed by?
It was directed by Don Siegel.
Nice. He's done other things. Click that link. Okay, so this is actually the first movie in a series of movies of like a Dirty Harry type
Sudden Impact.
Yeah, the Deadpool.
Yeah.
Magnum Enforcer. I thought he's done some stuff that I've heard of recently, but I guess not.
I don't know who that guy is.
I think he's dead. Anyways, go back up.
Like the Judas Priest guy, he's dead.
Oh, Into the Night was...
Escape from Alcatraz.
Ooh,
cool.
See, I love that movie.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Okay.
I love...
He played a cab driver in that.
Well, fuck him.
Didn't direct that.
Anyways.
A lot of old stuff.
So we all saw the movie, right? Yeah. I'll go first. I personally loved it. I had never seen it before. It was a little slow. It has that 1970s feel where you're just like, please God, just fucking move. Let's get going.
Also, the tracking shots. They're very 70s-esque.
All of them. I did like the 70s boobs. The 70s boobs were awesome.
Are you, which one are you talking about? Like the large woman in the window?
Well, no.
Also, do you love
like,
how... Yeah.
No. There's the one where like the girl's walking around in just her shirt and she opens the door. And she has like the banana boobs.
Just
the 70s
pointy,
banana boobs.
Just pointy fucking nips.
Yeah.
So I just like how Clint Eastwood is distracted not once but twice by people having sex in a window in this movie. I'm like, dude, you're a cop. You're supposed to be doing your job.
He's a perv in this film.
Yeah,
dude.
He's just like peeking in and like and that gets him in trouble.
He gets his ass kicked.
Yeah, he does.
Because he's a peeping Tom.
I mean, Clint Eastwood is very good in this movie. Apparently this is what made him famous. I mean, I don't know what's so iconic about it. Yeah, he does the line, you know, is this, did I shoot fire?
That's the thing you got to think
of. Did I shoot four? Or six, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think of it, because at the time, that was probably like, oh my god, that's a badass moment. But now we just saw fucking all the Avengers get ripped apart by Thanos single-handedly. It's like, we're so spoiled now to where you're like...
And it's hard, because when I do these movies, like I said, I have to put myself...
Right.
I have to wipe out everything that came after this.
Right.
And fucking watch this like I was watching it in 1971.
Yeah. I didn't
Which is hard to do.
I didn't think it was boring at all. Like, the bad guy in this movie is fucking crazy.
He's a creepy dude.
He's a creeper, McCreepton.
Like, when he's on the football field, he's like, no, my leg, don't do that, or whatever he said. And like,
also, the blood in this. Dude,
when they stab him in the leg, and he's like,
That's a great impression, Scott.
just fucking whacked out. But I mean, the movie scene that we were talking about was, so at the beginning when he's sitting in the cafe and he's having lunch,
mm-hmm.
and he hears like the burglar alarm going off at the bank, and he's like,
I know.
I just love that he chews
he's
his sandwich.
He's going to have to get up, and he's still chewing his fucking sandwich.
The whole time, or whatever.
Is it a hot dog?
And he goes out, and he fucking shoots like two blocks away, and hits this fucking black dude from like two blocks away. And then he gives the famous line, you know, he's like, you need to ask yourself, did I shoot five?
I got to know.
That's my favorite line in the film, just FYI.
And then he fucking clicks it, and the guy's pissed. And he's like, fuck.
Son of a
bitch. I could have grabbed that shotgun.
But then,
for
the rest of the movie, Clint Eastwood can't hit a single fucking person in the rest of the movie.
No,
like, he shoots and he hits every fucking building. He hits every fucking planter, every fucking clothesline, everything. Can't hit a single fucking person for the rest of the fucking movie.
Like he's a stormtrooper.
Dude, it was weird. And then at the end, he does it again, and he kills the bad guy. And I thought that was kind of a cool scene, kind of a cool callback to the rest of the film. I didn't necessarily not like the movie. It was a little slow. I don't know, man. Like, I did like the movie, but I don't think I liked it as much as
I think it was more for the. I think it was more for the iconic Clint Eastwood role.
Because I'm into like detective, like whodunit films, and this was more like the guy pays the dude to beat him up,
and it was
like,
so racist.
It was very
the movie's
racist.
So racist.
And that's probably why Aaron loved it.
I didn't love
and
it.
And his partner, I mean, Chico Gonzalez. How much more stereotypical fucking name could you get?
Unless his name
Chico
was Taco Burrito, Gonzalez. It couldn't have been any more
we
racist.
Can ask our guests when they come on. anyways, so. What'd you guys give it?
I mean, it's a 70s movie, dude. I liked it. I give it a 3.
I also give it a 3. Yeah. It's middle of the road. I don't think it's... I mean, clearly it was groundbreaking at the time. I don't think it was groundbreaking, but maybe because it's 2018 and not 1971. However, I mean, it was a good movie. It just... there were some parts where I was just like, come on, please. Just hurry.
The 70s tend to string out the fucking story a little bit. They like to just fucking kind of like give you a lot of fucking nothing.
They're like old saggy boobs too. It seems to be like a really big thing 70s movies love to show off.
Which is so awkward. Even watching it, I was like,
it was weird.
What is this?
And he tried to kill the gay black guy, but he didn't get a chance to because the cops
What was her
found
name?
It.
Fucking, what did they call her? I have it in my notes.
Legsy McBoobs.
No, the big one in the window.
Our guest is here, but we're not going to introduce them until after the segment. But I can't wait to ask them about the AIDS thing.
Apparently, I fucking deleted my.
I don't know why. It's
her name
boring.
Like
I don't know why
like
we have
Hot
to focus
Mary?
On it.
Because it's hilarious. And okay. It's all I'm going to talk
I
about.
I like conspiracy theories. Fuck you. I gave it a 3, by the way.
All right. So we all gave it a 3.
It's
good. It's
not
great.
Next week.
Yes.
Off topic.
Uh huh.
Let's pull up some fucked up conspiracy theories.
Done.
And we'll
talk
about
it Brian's show because that's all he cares about. Yeah. He loves jerking off to this stupid shit. I can't wait.
Yeah, like
I cannot
nobody likes
wait.
Conspiracy theories.
Shut up. Not that conspiracy theory is so fucking stupid. The fact that you believe it is sad. I cannot wait to tell your girlfriend.
Did I ever say I believe it?
I'm going.
He fucking say he believed it?
No, I said it's a conspiracy theory.
No. Your opening line was, I firmly believe.
I never said I firmly believe.
Oh,
I think I'm
play
going
back
with,
the fucking tape.
I think I'm going with the Jay-Z's vampire conspiracy.
Jay-Z's a vampire? All right, well,
Jay-Z's
bring...
part of the Illuminati. He's like Hillary Clinton. He's a lizard person.
Jesus Christ. So, Brian, you have next pick. What did you pick?
So I picked going with, it's not an old movie.
Yes,
1987, The Untouchables. It's an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. I've heard great things about this movie. Everybody says they like it. It's not a long, it's like a typical 2-hour movie.
Do you ever notice the more we talk about these movies and pick these movies, you think to yourself, how the fuck have I not seen this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I've never seen Braveheart ever. And
really?
I'm the biggest movie buff ever. Yeah. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen Braveheart.
And you've seen
it? Yeah.
Guess I gotta watch that one on my
I mean,
own.
I watched it on like TNT, so like stuff was cut out, but I mean, it's whatever.
What are we at? 48 minutes?
35 minutes.
Oh, shit.
All
right.
Damn it, I hate this.
No, I
doing
love
this.
It. All right. So.
Hey, we got fucking tacos to eat, man.
Yeah, we do. All
Scott's
right.
Like, let's wrap this up.
Since we're totally culturally appropriating the fucking shit out of today.
What's today? Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo.
All right. So, everybody.
Can I say the joke we had before? Or is that too much into your job?
No, you cannot say
okay.
that joke.
Just kidding.
All right. Yeah. Come on, man. You know what it is. Did it fuck it up?
It's just fucking... Everything's loading, dude. And it's a fucking... It's a fucking commercial.
I like OfferPad. That's a sponsor of the show.
Free sponsor. Come only on, one hey, person will know about it.
OfferPad, hit us up. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna do the thing. So, without further ado, yes, those are yours. Our guest this week is none other than Crystal. Welcome, Crystal.
Hello.
Can you hear her in the mic? I can't hear her.
Yeah,
I can't
just like
you.
Get right up on
you
it.
You got to get right up on it. You got to share with Brian because
really
he's a loser.
Because he loves me, right?
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
I love Crystal. I thought Crystal hated me for the longest time.
On.
To clear it
and
up.
We and, are going to get into this
And
right
now they're sharing microphones.
So here's what we're going to do with Crystal. Crystal's going to join us for Snack of the Week, and we're going to finish up the show. But I want to talk about why Brian hates everyone before he meets them, or why he thinks everyone hates them. So we could pile on Brian for the rest
of
the show.
This on
No. We actually have somebody here. You can just speak directly to them. You can confront them, Brian, and say, "Hey, I don't think you like me for this reason." You can look her right dead in the eyes.
Yeah, this was a while ago.
No. Because you hated Amir at one point. You hated Crystal at one point. You hated me at one point.
I hate you every fucking day.
No. I'm talking about before we met. You were like, "Oh, I saw you at the theater, and I thought you were creepy."
Yeah, dude, you were a creep.
No, I wasn't.
You
I
were
wasn't
like
a creep.
6 years older than me.
Oh, okay.
Fucking creepy. I was 18, freshly turned. I was legal. So, like, I don't know if you were down to pound. Like, I don't know. What
I'm the creepy. I'm the creepy one. Brian thinks everyone hates
you.
You're
a creepy.
Are you
you're premature.
Let her talk.
Yes, but you wanted me to get do the thing. Okay.
You're just gonna have to get really close.
Yeah,
because
you guys
we're
are
assholes and we don't have fucking
yeah,
four
I
microphones.
Know.
We don't have four microphones. We tried, but we just do not have four microphones. So, Crystal, confront your weirdo here.
Yeah, I don't hate you, Brian.
That's good to know. It's mainly because I have a social anxiety disorder.
Well, you need to grow up.
Yeah, I know.
So,
but no, like I never like the past like 2 years, I never thought Crystal didn't like me. It was like when we first met, and then you were like, I had to defend you in front of her.
I did.
Like when.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. He's making shit up, and that's probably why I thought that. You were like, I had to defend
Crystal, I have a question for you. Do you believe...
Deflecting, by the way.
Do you believe that America created AIDS in order to kill gay people?
What?
Yeah, I know.
The government.
Can you just answer the question, though?
The government.
No.
Did the government create AIDS to kill homosexuals?
No.
Okay.
I thought AIDS came from Africa.
Oh, my Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Crystal, for that. Brian firmly believes, which he stated earlier in the show.
I never said firmly believe.
Okay, well, you said you believed it. That's what the deal is, and we've been discussing that throughout the show.
Yeah, I know you like to focus on that.
So, Crystal is our Mexican friend.
Wow.
She is here for Cinco de Mayo.
Or just, you know, friend.
She's
I'm only here for Cinco de Mayo.
That's right, because
Because if we didn't do this, we'd probably be like, actually, like, I think it's against the law for us to have a Cinco de Mayo party.
Only Americans celebrate this holiday.
You have to have your token Mexican.
That's right. That's right. But Crystal has been listening to the show since the beginning of the show. And what do you think of our show, Crystal?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love how everybody gives you shit.
It's my favorite part.
Do you have any of like favorite moments from the show?
You can't put me on the spot like that. I'm sorry.
Was it when everybody emailed in and told Aaron that he was a fucking crybaby?
That was pretty fun because he got so angry.
Well, I mean, it's all, you know, it's all a bit for the show. I'm not really angry.
Uh-huh. Oh, Jesus.
Really? Are we going to get into that? I don't think we have time for that.
Have you ever seen me really angry in life? Like, really?
I have.
You have?
I don't want to get into it, but I have.
I don't know. What do you mean you don't want to get into it?
There's not enough time to get into
it. Oh, we have plenty of time. Don't even worry about it.
We gotta get to those tacos.
I know. We do need to get into the tacos.
I was gonna say, food's almost done. Let's get this wrapped up.
I mean, we're going to do a very short show if we get it wrapped up right now.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
Crystal's already heard half of it, so we're good.
there's fucking food to eat and beers to drink.
All right. So you want to do Snack of the Week then? Do you want to join us for Snack of the Week, Crystal?
Of course.
All right, cool. So Scott brought Snack of the Week this week. Go ahead and introduce that, Scott.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
Now, I went total 100% on Hostess this week.
Scott is cheap. The end.
Did you get these from the dollar store when they were like, they're discontinued because no one liked them?
I got them from the fucking Circle K, bro.
Yeah, Circle K.
Now, I know that these have probably been out for a while.
Did a homeless man urinate on them first?
But I've never had these.
You probably found them in a gutter.
Yeah, I know.
So I have the Hostess Strawberry Limited Edition Twinkies.
So me and Scott will split one. Crystal and Brian can split one.
So we just so happen.
Although, what's that?
I'm just grabbing half of
it. I don't know. You might give me AIDS, though.
No, that came from the
cover. Oh, you have two packages?
Yeah.
Oh.
Call me cheap, motherfucker.
Wait a minute. I'm sure. I'm sorry that cost you $1.49.
I wanted everybody to have their own fucking Twinkie.
I thought you had donuts, too.
I have those, too.
Okay.
Wait, these were supposed to be strawberry?
Yeah, I don't taste it.
It tastes like a regular Twinkie.
I taste it, like, a little bit.
But if it says strawberry, like, come on.
Get closer to Mike.
Huh? Yeah.
Nah.
These are terrible.
I agree.
Tastes like a regular Twinkie.
It tastes like a regular Twinkie. There's no strawberry. It's super gross, spongy, just gelatinous.
A typical
mess.
Twinkie.
I really
hate
it.
Wait, do you not like Twinkies?
I love Twinkies. But this one's extra gross.
Do you taste the homeless man pee?
I think Twinkies are made with homeless man pee.
They might be.
Like, the main ingredient is homeless man pee.
Twinkie the size of New York City.
What?
What if you have homeless listeners?
How?
They can still have
Dude,
homeless.
I saw a homeless guy with a fucking iPhone the other day. It blew my mind.
We need to bring in that homeless community,
thanks,
dude.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, Obama.
I got the Obama phone.
Obama phone.
Everybody just goes right for it.
So the next part here, our part two of our Hostess, is they're the mini donuts, but they're like the crumb donuts.
Yeah.
And they are carrot cake.
Can you say donuts again?
It's donuts.
Donuts,
yeah,
they're
motherfucker.
Pretty, like, they're spelled donuts.
Read the wrapper.
Like, okay, but say donuts for me.
Donuts.
Okay. Just making sure.
He's trying to be Chad.
They are donuts. They
no,
are the,
I'm not.
They
Stop
are the
bringing
little
that up on this show.
Donuts.
I'm honestly really excited for these because carrot cake's my favorite cake.
Carrot cake is also my favorite cake.
You want to touch dicks?
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as this show's over.
All right.
How's everything going downstairs?
Great.
Yeah? I heard you guys making a lot of noise down there. What's going on?
We're playing some Fortnite.
Oh, nice.
For all you Fortnite fans out there.
No one's a Fortnite fan.
I am.
Well, you know what I mean. No one that listens to this show besides you.
It's because she's
That's
the only one.
Someone... Nobody else listens to this
so
show.
So technically all of our fans are Fortnite fans.
Someone kept sending me like an invite, so I guess Zach's doing good.
Oh, he's playing with my nephew.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
You have a new friend on Xbox.
Oh, that's fine.
All right. What'd you think of these?
They're way too sweet.
They are very sweet.
I agree. I like the fact that there is the carrot cake taste there.
I don't taste it.
It's more of a, it tastes kind of like a spice cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like a typical spice cake.
I don't like it. And
yeah,
I
it
love
sucks.
Carrot
you don't
cake.
Have to eat it all.
It's all right.
It's plain. It's all right.
Ugh.
That's
so
a,
the
that's
ratings.
A 1.5.
Let me get the Twinkies.
The Twinkies are a 0.5. And the carrot cake donuts are a 1.
Donuts.
Yeah, I give the Twinkies a 1, and the carrot cakes probably like a 1.5. They're better than the Twinkies, but they're not like
they're so fucking sweet.
I can only eat like a couple of them, not like the regular crumb donuts.
Yeah,
I could eat like a fucking bag of those.
Dude,
things.
I could eat. You know how they have like the white package and it's $2.99, and you get like 30 of them. I could probably eat that.
Oh yeah, me too. But I just those were too.
Can we do that next week? Can you eat an entire bag of donuts on the show?
Are you gonna bring them?
I'll bring them.
All right, I'll do
it. I don't care. I'll buy it. I'll buy 3 packs and you can eat them all.
But you're going to have to actually talk because when I get like 4 of those in my fucking face, it's going to be hard. I'm like, I got the white powder everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I'm doing Coke or something.
Those things are great, though. All
right. Do you want to try the beer, Crystal?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, you don't want that one, Scott?
I haven't opened it yet. I was going to say it's available.
It might be like a little.
Please tell me exactly what you think of this beer.
Well, because I drink so much beer, let me see.
You go first, Crystal.
That is so gross.
Yeah, it's fucking gross.
Fuck that.
It is disgusting. I took one sip and I have not sipped again.
What is this?
It's
disgusting.
It's putrid. It's the worst beer I've ever had.
A stout, which so I'm kind of I'm kind of comparing it to like the Wookiee beer that whoever fucking brought the Wookiee beer was that you brought. It's very similar.
It's worse
and
than
I
that,
hated
though.
That.
I hate this too. Dude, this shit sucks, Ryan. It is terrible. It is a 0.25.
Dude, I've got a pitcher's batting average as far as getting good beers. I'm a fucking 0.00.
Like, it's fine. It's a 0.25 for me. I'm not only reason I'm not
a 0.25. Yeah, you're going into fucking decimal.
Only reason I'm not going zero is because I like the can. And that is it.
Well, but, I mean, that's why he picked it up.
Yeah, I know. But it fucking sucks.
And I just give it a 1 because it's not. It's not.
But do you like
horrible?
Stouts?
Yeah, I love Guinness.
I'm not a big stout fan. I'm not a big dark beer fan. I mean, okay. I like Kilt Lifters. I like brown beers type. That's about as heavy as I get, man. I'm not like a huge stout fan.
Okay, it was a 1.5. It was fine. I like stouts. This isn't the best.
It was terrible. It was the worst. What did you think?
I had to eat a Twinkie to wash that horrible taste, and the Twinkie was horrible too.
So
did we ever bring anything good?
Yeah, sometimes we do.
Those cheeseburger or cheese pizza, Cheez-Its.
Those were bomb, dude.
Those were the fucking best.
So, Crystal, anything you want to say on the show while we got you here?
Our number one listener.
I love the show.
Number one listener.
Even though Aaron thinks I hate it.
I don't think you hate it. And Brian does.
I might Brian give
thinks
you
everybody
some,
hates the show.
You know, comments about it, but I still love it.
Are you going to share this with all your friends and be like, look, guys, I was on the podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
Podcast that only I listen to.
Yeah, I forgot to promote this stuff. You're being shy. Why are you being shy?
I'm not being shy. I'm letting you
what
talk
was your
because
first,
that's what you like to do.
What was your first thought of me when we first met? Do you remember what we did?
Yeah, we went to a movie.
Yes.
And we watched some like scary, funny movie.
Yeah, it was like superhero, like scary movie, but with superheroes.
I thought you were cool, but.
Ah, yes.
I thought you were like like a guy who like lived in a basement playing Dungeons and Dragons
Hell,
kind of thing.
I mean, not far off. That's a good assessment. Awesome. And from there, we spawned Brian. I introduced him into that world. And he's like, everybody hates me, dude. I'm going to come over and America.
Well, I mean, when you
Mike
say you're like,
hanging.
I have to defend you from everybody else. Because
no, see, you're fucking deflecting now. I've never said that.
You did say that before.
No, dude, when me and Amir and Sully did the screeners podcast for movies.
Oh, I'm not talking about that.
You came over and ran screaming out of the house. Because, dude, I don't care. She can be shy about it. But we've all thought you were really weird at one point because you go running off into the fucking night.
Yeah, social anxiety
like,
disorder.
Hey,
sometimes I just got to get out.
Hey, bro, you want to get a hamburger? And then you turn around and you're gone. And everyone's like, where did Brian go?
Yeah.
Has that happened?
Remember
oh
that.
My god, yes, it has.
I have remembered him like getting upset about things. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if I should bring this up.
Yeah, bring it up.
Really?
We got time.
Yeah, it's Sick Invite Podcast. There's nothing off limits.
Get right up in there.
Yeah, you bring
well,
that up.
You know what I'm gonna say?
Nope.
Then no, I'm not gonna.
Bring no, it. Come on, go ahead. No, 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 please, please, well, please. Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Well, I remember like the very first time I ever see Brian get mad. Was when Aaron was trying to get him to smoke some weed.
I totally forgot about that.
And Brian was, like, totally freaking out. I mean, I don't smoke weed either, but, like, Brian's like, you can't make me! You can't make me! I'll leave if you make me! make me smoke weed.
Yeah, I was also really like,
you are one pathetic loser.
Yeah. Fuck you, Scott. You're the lamest person I know. Like, you don't do anything.
He builds things with his bare hands.
Yeah, but he's creates. Like, has it? Scott, have you smoked weed, Scott?
Have I? Yes.
Okay. Ah, fuck. Well,
most normal people do.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I
it's
did.
It's not something I do anymore.
Yeah. It's not something I fucking sit down every okay. day and come home.
I was
and be
also
like, crack
six
open a
fucking
blunt.
Years younger than you.
No,
I was
you were
nervous.
18. That's yeah,
was,
the time you about
that's
smoke
called
weed.
6 years younger.
You were in
and
college. It wasn't like you had a fucking great job.
Yeah, I was scared to smoke
you
weed.
You were scared of everything. You got drunk one night.
AIDS is
scared.
A government conspiracy. Also, Hillary Clinton is a lizard person.
All right. Oh my goodness.
Are there any other fun moments you want to bring up?
I this think that's the one of my most memorable Brian moments.
You want to make fun of me? Are there any moments? No.
You have so many moments from
me. Yeah, there's so many moments. It's like hard
we
to
tell
remember
the Jew story.
One.
The Jew story?
Oh, we got a Jew story. Crystal, tell that story about the pizza place.
Well, do we have time for that?
What are we at?
We're at 50 minutes.
Yeah,
I forgot
we got
that the government restricts our time to do podcasts.
We can tell that story. We're going to end with this story. This story is awesome.
So all right.
Should I get
so,
the Throw the Jew Down the Well song?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
No, well, okay, so we decided to try the what is it, the train? Like, they built a new little
light rail. Oh, light rail.
Light rail.
Oh, full disclosure, so the reason I know Crystal is because I have an ex, and that ex has a brother, and I'm still friends with the brother, and the brother is, and Crystal is the brother's
girlfriend.
Girlfriend, yeah. So, and they've been my friends forever, and I'm not going to stop hanging out with them because of an ex. So.
Yeah, it's been 10 years.
10 years, yeah. Let's high five about that. Hell yeah. So go tell that story.
Okay, so we went on the light rail. Everybody wanted to try it because it was like the new thing. It was like new to Arizona. So we drove it, or we rode it and rode it, and we decided to stop because we were hungry. So
my ex said that there was some great pizza place down in like the middle of Phoenix.
But it was closed.
None of us had ever heard of
it.
We never
closed.
Found it.
Well, no, it was closed. It was like some clothes store. It was like mannequins.
Oh,
up,
that's
I remember.
Right. Yes.
It was really weird because the right. mannequins were naked.
That's right. It was creepy. We were in the middle of Phoenix. It was like
dark, really 8:30
at night, and we didn't know. We didn't know anything. We didn't have anything.
It was so weird. Anyway, so we're starving by this point because we haven't ate in so many hours. So we just like, we're like, fuck it. Let's go to the first place we see. So we go in this place and it's like a little tiny like shit in the wall kind of
yeah,
place.
It's a hole in the wall.
And so we walk in and everyone's like, all right. And Toby's like walking up, Toby, my boyfriend. He's walking up to the counter. He's ordering a pizza, and everybody's like not wanting to say, "I don't want to eat here." So
the pizza looked greasy, and it had been sitting in like the heater lamp for like 18 hours.
Jesus,
there was
just like crust.
Yeah, there was an entire dry. There was
it's
a huge,
so greasy.
There was a huge table of Orthodox Jewish people, like wearing the hats with the hair and everything. So.
So, yeah, I mean, it was an interesting environment. And then, like, this big guy, like, all sweaty and, like, stains all over his shirt
Wait,
comes
was this
up.
Aaron?
No, Aaron was pretty skinny then. So,
what
anyway.
What happened?
What happened?
Anyway, so we get there, and Toby orders a pizza, and he's like, okay. So he grabs that old pizza full of grease that's been sitting there, dude. And he's like, what toppings do you want? And he puts, like, fresh toppings on there. And I look over at Aaron's ex, and I'm like, I don't want to eat here. I just don't.
Did.
She's like, so she pushes me to the front. She's like, tell your boyfriend. Tell him you don't want to eat here. And I'm like, okay. I was like, we can't eat here. Sorry. So the guy's like, just rolls his eyes and grabs the pizza and puts it back in the pan.
He puts it back in the pan.
No pizza for you.
He's going to give that pizza to somebody else.
No pizza for you.
So we wound up going to streets of New York, and we had all the garlic knots. It was the greatest night ever.
We ate so much.
So much garlic knots. Give me all the garlic knots, I said. That was a good night. But, yeah, I've known Crystal for 10 years, Brian for 10 years, Scott for 4. These were my best friends, and I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. Now let's go eat
Thank
some
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. You are always welcome.
Let's go appropriate some culture, yeah, boys.
Let's go celebrate Cinco de Mayo, which only Americans celebrate and Mexicans don't even celebrate it. All right. I'm Aaron.
I'm Crystal.
I'm Brian.
And Scott.
And this was Sick Invite Podcast. Do not play this outro yet. You can always write us at sickinvitepodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Sick Invite Podcast. All right, guys. See you next week.
All right. Well, see you later.